possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hill Notes still to come at 9:20 or thereabouts, so you have time to leave a voice note on any topic on the Odyssey app. And I believe before the end of the show, final total on this year's WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which set a record last night at 11:15. The calculations were nearly complete, and you, unbelievably, had broken a record by donating over $5.7 million this year to the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber, and that is extraordinary. We were sitting there at the end of Monday's show and hoping that we could beat last year, which was just short of $4 million, and you guys blew that out of the water. So the previous record was set in 2008, $4.9 million, and we are well above that, and we'll try to get, maybe we'll get the Bland manager, Ken Laird, in here with a final total before the show ends. But right now, Courtney and the rest of today's news.
Mayor Wu has responded to the Trump administration's ultimatum of being a sanctuary city. Would have been nice to talk to her about that during the Jimmy Fund, but unfortunately, yes, she never got back to Ken. Wu spoke yesterday after she and 31 other mayors from across the country received letters from U.S. Attorney General Sam Bondi warning communities to identify the immediate initiatives that they are taking to eliminate law, policies, and practices that impede federal immigration enforcement. Mm-hmm. Here's some of what Wu had to say from WCVB.
Boston will never back down from being a beacon of freedom and a home for everyone. Unlike the Trump administration, Boston follows the law. Yeah. And Boston will not back down from who we are and what we stand for.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I don't know what you thought of Josh Kraft yesterday on the show, but I enjoyed speaking with him. Mm-hmm. I think you have a clear choice when it comes to the election if you live in the city, and there's two different candidates in this election.
I like people that show up.
I do, too.
Me, too.
Yes. Yes, I do. The invitation is open, though, for the current mayor, should she
ever... bizarre reaction, though. So they hear somebody in the office, my presumption is, they heard us say that Josh Kraft was coming on and that we had invited Mayor Wu on.
Yeah.
A week later, from the initial email, I get a response that morning, 5 minutes after we talk about it. Then she calls, the assistant calls during the segment. I give the phone to Ken. They talk for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's all set up. We were thinking she's coming on the next day and then just ghosted.
Huh.
Oh, it was a ghost?
Yeah.
Oh,
she never confirmed, but it seemed like it was something they were eager to do.
Maybe something suddenly came up, right, as they used to say on the Brady Bunch.
And want some hard balls. want some hard ball questions.
Yeah. All right.
We have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Oh, Jesus, okay. Haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
35-year-old Michael Cunningham, a high school music teacher in Brockton, has been arrested and placed on administrative leave after he was accused of meeting with an underage male victim on April 27th, performing a sexual act and then paying through an app. Transaction was flagged by the FBI, okay, which opened an investigation. Cunningham has entered a not guilty plea yesterday, right, and a status hearing is scheduled for tomorrow.
I see. Meanwhile, one of the greatest guys I know is not allowed to coach the football team down there because he's not in the union.
Right.
Sit.
So I
don't get it.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah. Put that in your trombone.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. So
should we encourage celibacy in our teachers?
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah. Gross.
And we know Wiggy wouldn't eat them anyway, but stay away from the frozen shrimp at Walmart. Right. The FDA has issued a recall as they could be radioactive.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Can you tell because they're glowing? Is that how you...
So they had tested a certain batch of them coming into the country and unfortunately found that they were radioactive. Then they found that it's under the BSM food group.
Okay.
And... they're the family size raw frozen shrimp.
Right. Well, they're actually bigger than family size.
Yes.
They're whale size shrimp. That was the first thing that they were concerned about. Can we get a firm radioactive rejoin next opportunity, Sean?
Oh, definitely.
Please? And radioactive.
Can we have Courtney on the eve of a show have radioactive shrimp with that pot water?
Oh, those canned cocktails are delicious.
Question from Jackson. Are the frozen shrimp at Costco still good?
BJ's.
They're probably okay. Or BJ's.
Yeah, we got to get them over at BJ's. Yeah, we got to make them.
Do you get powers like the Toxic Avenger if I eat radioactive shrimp?
I wouldn't try it
out. Do you
become
the Toxic Aquaman?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was wondering that.
Yeah.
A local woman, Catherine Holly, is suing Lucky's in the Seaport District over by you, Greg, over injuries she said were caused by a taxidermy deer head that fell off the wall.
Oh, okay.
So Hall says she was hit in the head by the deer back in October of 2022. She suffered a concussion, a brain bleed, and some post-concussion symptoms for months after the incident, leading to her needing to take a break from work.
Huh.
So she is suing payment for medical bills and the lost wages from work.
Bag of cash.
October 22nd, wasn't that pandemic time? Who was at Lucky's other than Greg?
When was that? October?
October of 2022? No, it was after.
It was sort of out of
it. Okay. Yeah. It was over.
Yeah. We had given it 2 years to slow the spread, we were out of it by then.
Yep. And speaking of suing, Jillian Michaels is going to sue Netflix over the Biggest Loser documentary. I don't know if anybody's watched that.
Yeah, Curtis and I have watched it.
So it's basically saying that they were doing nefarious things behind the scenes to get them to lose weight.
Yeah, they were giving them caffeine pills, allegedly. And the whole documentary is about the people who went on The Biggest Loser, lost all their weight, and then they gained it back afterwards, and they're pissed kind of at The Biggest Loser people because they didn't provide them with like weight loss help throughout the rest of their life. It's not really.
Well, it's fair.
The biggest, they're saying, oh, the show made millions and millions of dollars. They should have helped us after we left. I mean, not really.
I don't know. Well, nowadays, if you're on a reality show, there's mental health experts that you are provided after you are done with the show. Like this same thing. I think if you are somebody who is extremely overweight, you lose all this weight, you have no idea how to live in the real world and keep that weight off. But
it's not the TV show's fault.
No.
That show was enraging and not for the reasons I think they intended. Like, I felt enraged that the people that went on it signed away everything, knew exactly they were walking into. They didn't know what it was, but that's what they agreed to.
To lose all that weight.
Right.
Damian Woody was on the show.
And so
he lost a ton of weight, yeah.
Somewhere between 40 and 70% of lottery winners go broke after winning. Should we just stop the lottery?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
I mean, unfortunately, at times, you lose all the weight and you put it back on.
Right.
Right, Chime? All right, what's
not Chime. What is
coming from the guy with a giant neck?
Oh, gosh. we have a crazy story for our affiliates in Maine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so some affiliate news. There are shark warnings on Greg's Beach in Ocean Park.
Really?
We were just there a few months ago for the road show. Some friends were fishing right off of the beach. You can see the beach in the background when they pan up. It's close to shore, and they spotted a great white. Got the whole thing on camera. We can hear the audio of this going down.
Yeah, look at this.
Keep coming.
Bring him in.
He's looking at
Nicholas, you see that shark?
Oh my God, dude. Look at that thing.
Oh my God. Look at him, dude. Holy Nicholas, look down. Look.
Oh my God, there's a shark.
Yeah, that's why we don't swim in the ocean.
Yo, I'm never going in the water again.
That's why we don't swim in the ocean.
I mean, there are sharks in the ocean.
Right.
Courtney, that is right there is that's my beach where you were on the day of the road show.
And I went swimming and everything. Yeah. I always feel as though, and maybe I'm stupid for thinking this, that Maine water is safe because it's usually way colder.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if this Hurricane Erin, Curtis would be the person to ask if the temps are going up or if it's moving everything around in the ocean that's sending them.
You're wondering if something is up in the ocean.
There
could be something.
But how much colder is it than the Cape? It's only probably a couple of degrees.
It's colder.
Is it?
Yeah.
So like
something is up in the ocean right now.
Right again.
So if the average temperature for Maine water in August and July.
It's like 50.
Oh, it's 50?
It's cold.
No, it's cold. In August, it's probably like
65,
right? Curtis can look. Use the Google machine, but it's probably 65. No. Probably like 62 degrees or something.
Right. And on the Cape, I'm betting it's probably 65.
70s.
Is it?
Yeah.
The water off the coast of Castle Island is 70 right now. Down the Cape, it's warmer. And the average temperature in the summer at Old Orchard Beach is between 60 and 68 degrees.
Yeah, see?
So it's 60 and 68.
It doesn't seem to bother that great white.
No. There's an update on rich people finishing the summer strong. Police in the Hamptons are investigating claims that a 50-year-old woman bit a 6-year-old child in a tussle to get a free T-shirt at a family-friendly concert event in East Hampton.
Bit a 6-year-old.
On the arm.
Over a free T-shirt.
Yes. It was so bad, child needed medical attention on scene.
Damn.
For a T-shirt.
Yes. They were using, like, the cannons, you know, to get the T-shirts out in the crowd. And apparently they both went up for it. Tussle ensued. And she bit this child on the arm. Cops are not ready to release information on the matter or the name of this 50-year-old. But that name should be released.
It was a music festival?
It was a concert. It was like an 80s rock band. Greg would have loved it.
The fact that the kid that's 6 years old is in the 80s rock, impressive.
Probably with his parents.
You never know.
It's a summer concert. You're probably just relaxing.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes a T-shirt. Oh, my hand.
Yeah. And we're going to end with 34-year-old Mitch William Gross. He's been sentenced in Iowa after he used his company credit card for the wrong reasons. And it wasn't for, you know, an expensive meal or nefarious hotel rooms, expensive alcohol. It was on Pokemon cards and gaming items.
Oh.
Gross has racked up over $140,000 on his company credit card. He used falsified receipts to try to cover up the purchases, but over 140 grand, they're starting to look into that no matter what. He's going to serve 4 months behind bars, and then he'll have to pay back the 146K.
Pokemon cards are expensive, man.
Yeah. Probably couldn't resist the rare Charizard. Or whatever it was.
There's so many of them, Greg.
What is the most valuable Pokemon card currently?
I believe it is the Illustrator Pikachu that Jake Paul bought for like $5.2 million or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a one of one.
They're expensive.
And there's some of them. I mean, there's some out there that are just thousands and thousands of dollars. It's nuts. One that's popping off the most right now is the Latias Lovebirds from the Team Up
set.
That's like around $10,000 in a PSA 10.
I would spend thousands and thousands on that. $5.2 million?
Yeah.
Think of the causes that could use $5.2 million and that brain-dead moron buys a Pokemon card.
They're big, like playing cards. I mean, like the athlete cards.
Yes.
You know, they're huge.
Yes. All right. Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is the news. Here's an apology from Jim in Boston for something that happened last week when I was not here. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, you, Wiggy, and Shime weren't there Friday, and Tom was filling in for Shime. He set up a lead about anxiety, and I called in about some stuff. Courtney, did you want to set that up? I wanted to apologize to you.
Oh.
Because you said how, you know, how you had your parents did everything and you took medicine for anxiety. And I know people take anxiety for medicine for different stuff.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know what
my fiance is a teacher in Lowell. She takes she takes medicine for anxiety, but I just thought it was strange based on how I had grown up.
Oh.
So that's all.
Oh,
I just wanted to apologize for that.
And you called, like, so you called to berate Courtney over that? Is that what happened?
No, no. I was just telling her because Tom had led with, he had so much anxiety he couldn't come out of the house. But I was just telling them how I didn't know my dad. I'm 55. Oh. And how I grew up very poor and stuff, and how I was able to survive without taking medication with the anxiety I must have had.
Well,
you know, me and Wiggy.
Yep.
Can I ask Wiggy a question?
Go ahead.
Of course.
Take your time.
Wiggy, did you not know your dad, or did you not live in your house?
Never knew him. Never knew him.
Never seen him?
Nope, I had never seen him. The only time I saw him was a picture when I was a baby, and that was like in the 70s, and he looked like James Evans Sr. from Good Times. You know, he had like the fro, that kind of thing. So, but that was in the 70s, and that was it.
He was a traveling salesman or something.
I don't know what he did.
He was a vacuum salesman.
I can't have no. All I know, he was Caribbean.
That was it.
Yeah,
that's where you get your Caribbean accent from at times
from
when
Aruba.
You deploy that on the
yeah,
show.
He, yeah, you know,
he's from Aruba.
Yeah, so that's
what a trip to America he had, though. Apparently,
yeah. My mother, you know, my mother back then she was into the swirl. She liked the black guys, and you know, she met him.
Yeah,
and they had me.
James Evans Sr. is handsome, so I don't blame your mom.
James Amos from Good Times.
Yeah.
So yeah,
maybe it was actually that guy.
And I was hoping it was
and
like
you're entitled to some cash.
Ooh.
Residuals.
Yes,
yeah, from Good Times.
I was hoping it was like Prince or something. I'm like, Ma, if you're gonna, you know, you couldn't met like you know.
Oh, is that why you dressed as Big Boned Prince for Halloween?
I mean, think about it. Like there was Teddy Pendergrass. You could have Marvin Gaye, Al Green. I'm
well,
like,
I mean,
you couldn't
have access to them.
I don't know. She lived in New York, for a while. It's like
she backstage a lot, or
I don't know. I'm like. You meet the one guy you happen to have a baby with is a deadbeat with no money. I mean, at least have something come from it.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
I mean,
you know.
That's nice. I wasn't here for it, but you got an apology from that guy.
Jim did not need to apologize to me. Nice. I believe he said he called after Tom's lead, and then I responded to it. Because he basically said, you know, he had a hard upbringing, and he never had anxiety, so he thinks it's crazy that other people do. You can't control it.
Yeah,
brain
different.
Chemistry.
I kind of think like Jim to a certain extent, but I understand the newer generation that it's, you know, there's anxiety and medication and all that kind of stuff.
It's just your chemistry and your brain doesn't work right.
Yeah, I get
it. I tell you, the biggest thing to do for mental health, jog. I've never felt better. I feel like I'm the happiest man in Boston. I went for a jog last night, saw some people, and when I jog, I don't have to stop and say hi. It's awesome.
I think we're on the road to at least a half marathon for Curtis.
Really?
Wow.
Let's start with the 5K.
5K, I'll be there for Jingle All the Way.
Are you going to do the whole 5K this year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I did
awesome.
A 5K at 6:30 last night.
Can you bike in your 5K?
No, there's no biking.
Oh, okay. Because I am back into the biking thing. Not much, just with the e-bikes.
Right.
Okay, but that's not really exercise if you're riding an e-bike.
Right.
Well, you're still pedaling.
No, you're
barely.
Not.
But you're pedaling.
It's motorized.
Yeah, but you pedal to make the engine go quicker, but it's...
Yeah, you still pedal.
It's not a workout.
It's not like you're on a Peloton.
No, it is. Because if you don't pedal, you won't go.
I thought you just turned the thing on.
No, it's not like one of them little, like, I have a... like a throttle or something
that. You have to pedal for it to go.
It just helps you a little bit. So you're still getting exercise, but it's like walking on a treadmill.
It basically, you pedal twice, the engine goes, and then you kind of
it doesn't
do that. And
then
you can soar.
Have you ever walked on a treadmill?
Yes, I have.
Is that exercise?
Yes.
Doesn't the conveyor belt help you along the way?
Yes, but you're pedaling like this. It's literally like, dude.
No, it's not.
Dude.
Have you ever rode an e-bike?
I have, actually.
Did you break a sweat?
No.
Yeah, if you want to go far, you could break a good little sweat. Just adds a little bit of help, Greg.
Okay.
Can we do a test? What activity could Greg do where he doesn't sweat?
I do sweat a lot.
You're a sweater.
I have several medical problems. I don't know if we have time for it now, but something happened the other evening in the nighttime in bed, which has created a massive issue in my household.
Night sweats?
No.
Did you Charlie horse? Pee the bed?
It's one of these things that...
Sweaty balls.
In the world?
Night farts?
No, I mean, I have tons of those. It is...
Do you wake Bullet up?
It's if you read about it on the WebMD or whatever, it'll send you into an absolute panic over what you might be suffering from later on in life.
What happened?
And we don't have time for it. I don't know that I want to share it with the audience.
He's like Kramer and Frank Costanza. He has the Jimmy arms and Jimmy legs.
It's created a giant issue between me and Lindsay. I don't know if we're going to be able to overcome it or not.
I thought it was unseemly when you took the great Dr. Latham after the spot and you asked him all about it. I was like, he's not on the clock.
If you talk about it, maybe somebody could give you some help and advice.
Oh,
and it could actually...
listening. There are probably some people who are listening who may have experienced this.
I love that.
I don't think I don't believe I've ever experienced it. And it was I will say it was somewhat terrifying for DMs.
Oh, I bet I know what it is. Sleep paralysis?
No.
I wonder
paralysis.
If you have what I have. My wife hates it.
Restless leg dysfunction?
No. What? I don't retch in that last 4 hours. No. It's the...
Was it a fart that was more?
Restless leg.
No, I have like night... terrors, nightmares.
Okay. You're getting close, but we don't have time.
Okay,
way late. Yep. We're just way late, but maybe 8:45.
Okay,
maybe. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox drop another to the Orioles, this time in extra innings. 4-3 was the final from Fenway. Nathaniel Lowe had a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to tie things up, but the Sox couldn't get it done after that. Walker Buehler went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 4. Here's Alex Cora talking about Buehler's outing from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, good stuff, man, but we gotta limit the walks. In the fifth, I took a chance there, with the lefty, thinking about the second hitter, get him out, and then nobody on. We let him face the third hitter. There were people on. We went to the bullpen, but just trying to get as many outs as possible early in the game, and then try to make some match later, and it didn't work out.
Caller earlier this morning was sort of putting last night on Alex Cora because we have the Chapman question again. I don't know that I
put it on him. Small ball. Bases juiced, one out, small ball.
I mean, Curtis, when it comes to the use of or non-use of for more than an inning of Aroldis Chapman, is that on Alex Cora or is that institutional Craig Breslow, the numbers guys that are doing that?
I would say that is a Breslow edict that he is following.
And I think it's a smart one, though. Curtis said it earlier. I think... more than an inning with Chapman could be dangerous in the sense of either getting hurt or he's just not as good. So I understand why they do that with the closers today. It's like a quality start today is what? 5 innings where when we used to watch it, guys were going 7-8 consistently. But the game has changed, and I think that's a smart move.
Well, you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. The Sox now turn their attention to the Yankees. They'll kick off their 4-game series in the Bronx tomorrow. And the Pats had their final practice before preseason game 3 with the Giants tomorrow in New Jersey. The O-line really struggled in practice yesterday, but Ramondre Stevenson was back in a red non-contact jersey. And the Celtics sale to Billy Chisholm has been finalized, so that is a done deal. Set up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. Go change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation. 1-800-GET-HAIR. Coming up after the break, we are going to talk about how not everybody agrees with Wiggy on bringing in McLaurin or Parsons. That's coming up.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
After this,
coming up at about 9:20, 9:30, Hill Notes, and you still have time to leave one on the Odyssey app, and that is a way that you can listen to this radio station all day long, all night long. If you cannot listen on the radio, just download the Odyssey app and leave us a voice note on any topic, and we'll play the best ones coming up at 9:20 this morning. As Robert Splaine said on this show earlier, 18 days until the New England Patriots begin officially the NFL season. And Curtis, you had a question this morning based on what is being written about the New England Patriots. Elliot Wolf on Monday, I think that was, said he'd be anxious to trade a first-round pick or two if he could add value to this team, but there's some question about that, I guess.
Yeah, the Athletic this morning, Chad Graff does not agree with Wiggy, and I think most of us, that they need to make a trade to improve the roster. He said the Patriots are 3 weeks away from kicking off a season with good vibes and high hopes, thanks to new coach Mike Vrabel. It doesn't make much sense for the Patriots to trade either of their two biggest names. To trade for either of the two biggest names on the trading block, Terry McLaurin or Micah Parsons. Success for the Pats this season isn't going to be defined by wins. They've been victorious. This is in an unbelievable stat. They have 8 wins in their last 35 games.
That hurts.
That's 27 losses. That's like a decade of the prior Patriots in 3 years. And he notes in The Athletic, because of that, expectations are manageable for Vrabel. What matters more is that he builds a culture and gets a team to play disciplined football. And I think that there is an equation where every organization should follow it. You need to have both a competent coach and a team that can win relatively quickly so that there is buy-in and then culture is able to be established. You don't build Wiggy can correct me if I'm wrong. Nobody talks about the great cultures in losing organizations. So this actually, in my view, would expedite the culture arriving in Foxborough under the tutelage of Mike Vrabel because they would be more likely to be winning than losing.
Well, I mean, in order to get those guys, you know, the superstars, I think you have to win some games. Like, I don't think the true legitimate game changers are going to want to come somewhere where you're upping your win total by, you know, a game or two this season. But you played the game. You know, so
I guess
tell me differently.
I think it's, and maybe Curtis might have had this before, and as you start to look at, like, the top free agents every year, the superstars don't move unless they're traded, right? When we start to think of that, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, like those are the top free agent, well, would have been free agent wide receivers, but they ultimately re-sign with their teams. And the only way you get a guy like that is through a trade. You see with DK Metcalf, if you want to put him top 10 wide receiver in the league. And like Micah Parsons, does he ever really get to free agency, or does a team trade for him? So it's not more about a guy saying, all right, I'm picking New England to go play there. It might be those like second level players that hit that free agency point.
Yeah.
So like those elite guys, I feel like you have to get those guys through trades.
I will agree with it in the sense that I brought up earlier, where I think Mike Vrabel has been given a long leash by these guys and has, you know, they went through what they went through with Gerard Mayo, and so they're not going to make a change when it comes to head coach for a considerable amount of time. So he has the luxury of having some time.
Does he?
Yes.
What
you don't think so?
We had this conversation while you were gone, and Curtis, I believe it was Curtis's lead at one point. I might be wrong about that, but it was like Mike Vrabel has a long leash, whereas Drake May does not. Like, if Drake May doesn't perform, like, he's on the chopping block.
Yeah. They're not going to – Robert Kraft is not going to pay three coaches at the same time, meaning fired Mayo, fired Vrabel, and hiring a new guy.
But what's a long leash?
3 years.
Okay. Yeah. So, see, I you know, I feel like 2 years – let's say they win 7 games this year.
Yeah.
And win 7 games next year.
Well, then I think that third year he's going to have to win more than 7 games. I think you win 7 games this year. I think fans, some of the fans are disappointed. Some are like, all right, we're going in the right direction. I would be disappointed if they win 7 this year and then they come back and win 7 again. I would be disappointed.
So I'd be disappointed if they won 7 games this year.
Same.
I would look at it and go, wait a second, what? You only won 7 games this year? I mean, think about that.
7 games.
Because you won 4 last year with Drake May in his rookie year, not playing the entire season.
Well, you really won 3 last year. Like, I don't count.
All right,
but
so,
you won 4. Like, that's why. And with Gerard Mayo as the head coach. Right. Like, that is a big jump, regardless of not having weapons around Drake May and the O-line struggling.
And if they win 7, that is almost the win total of the last 2 years combined.
Yeah. 7 is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
It is.
Well, but just take this kind of like, play it out on how it would look, right? So we used to split it down when it was a 16-week season. Now they play 17. So let's say the first 8 games of the season, they go 3-5. We're sitting here going, wait a second, that's not very good, right? That's not very good at all.
Especially with the teams they're playing.
Right, and so then if the second half of the season, there are 9 games left, they win 4 more. You're looking at it and going, that's not a good season. So, there's no way
to win. Unless one of those wins comes against Baltimore. And it's like, oh, this team is turning it around. This team is getting more competitive against good teams.
Explain the dramatic declaration by Elliot Wolf. Is that just interest kinging?
Yeah. Somebody gave the kid the microphone by accident. Like, I view him as just like, I get so enraged when I hear him speaking on behalf of the organization. He has no business. Even if it's a title and name only, look at the drafting he's been a part of. It has been an abomination.
Yeah, but then why say it? Like, if you're going to say, yeah.
Because Kraft loves that people say that they're going to invest. Kraft is doing the anti-Belichick. He wants the team to be in the news. He wants the fans to feel like they're in pursuit, the interest kings of McLaurin, that they aren't ignoring the wants and needs of the fan base. That's why they like it.
If there's a player out there that we feel like can help us, then, it costs that, then we would consider doing that.
Yeah, I would give virtually whatever they want to get McLaurin.
Oh, like, yeah.
I would do that in 5 seconds.
And the
reporting today is, or the speculation is, that they want too much for him. Like, I don't care what it is. Do it.
Right.
Improve the football team.
I would be willing to say, and I don't think there's a Patriots fan out there that would be satisfied if this team won 7 games. Yeah, I mean,
there's a 978 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I expect 7-8 wins. I will be fine with that. So there's a fan.
And what about the 93 Patriots as an example, Wiggs, where mm-hmm. it was Belichick's first year or second year?
93.
You mean Parcells?
Parcells.
Yeah, sorry. But it was Bill Parcells' second year here, mm-hmm. and they won 4 or 5 straight to end that year. They won, I think, they went 5-11.
Mm-hmm.
And they were definitely on the come up. You could tell that the Bledsoe and the defense and the guys that they had started to put around that roster with Bill Parcells leading it was building towards something, and it was something you could palpably touch.
The Lions right. just did that a couple years ago under Dan Campbell. They were 3-13 their first year. Right. Then the second year, I think they finished 9-7, but they rattled off like 6 of their last 7.
Right.
And remember, so it's that like, oh, nice, here we go.
Remember that press conference Campbell had where he was catatonic
yeah.
in Gillette Stadium? We all thought he was a punchline. Now he's like one of the most popular coaches in the NFL.
But I don't think the fans.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes. I will beat your ass.
Why would you beat someone for having 3 toes?
I just feel differently for the Patriots fans of now versus the Patriots fans of back then, right? I think the Patriots fans of back then, they were just looking for any type of silver lining. Well, I think the Patriots fans of today, their expectations are a lot higher. And then with Mike Vrabel, his first year going to Tennessee, he's 9-7. And granted, I get that Tennessee was coming off a better year before he became head coach. I just don't feel like that. I know I won't be satisfied with 7 wins.
I know, but you're suffering, like many, from dynasty bias. Like, if you looked at a team and said they had 4 wins, and maybe you could call it 3,
mm-hmm.
and they come back the next season and they have 7 or maybe 8, most would be delighted by that.
That's a successful progression. Yeah, right. Absolutely. You're doubling your win total from the year prior.
Correct. And I have dumb luck, Greg. So 91-92, the Patriots had, wait for it, 8 wins combined. So exactly where the Patriots find themselves entering this year. And in 93, they went 5-11, but beat the Bengals, the Browns, the Colts, and the Dolphins in overtime to close out that season. They end up 5-11, and the next year they beat they are beaten by Bill Belichick's Browns in the first round of the playoffs. So pretty darn good comp. But if they start good, like if they have a Gerard Mayo like week one and then they pee down their leg for, you know, 10 games, nobody's going to be excited.
All right, that's Chad Graff in The Athletic today, right, Curtis?
That's correct.
All right, we will be right back.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Oh, great one, Sean. Night. Here comes the night.
Speaking of the night, are we going to get to what happened to you the other night or not?
I don't know, because I mentioned it briefly, and then I got all kinds of dire predictions from those who are forecasting that I'm going to suffer some horrific medical malady sooner than later. So I don't know.
I think I know.
Go ahead.
Is it menopause?
In the interest of sharing, I will talk about it. So, I had a dream And apparently in the middle of the night acted out physically on that dream.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Now the dream was an odd one in which I was by a river and I encountered a young child who was drowning.
Oh, okay.
And I went into the river and attempted to save the child.
Right.
And the child's foot was caught under a rock, and I had to yank the child. Apparently, in the process thereof, I yanked onto a pillow and onto Lindsay and pulled her hair at the time that I was trying to pull. I felt I was trying to pull the child out of the river.
Could you imagine you're sound asleep and Greg is yanking on your hair?
Correct.
No.
Now listen, never mind the other. I was yelled at. I was, it was terrifying apparently for her.
Oh yeah.
I'm
what
scared.
Do you mean? Yeah. Everybody has dreams. Like dreams are dreams.
That's more than a dream. So,
but now we have to sleep with a pillow between us and I have to face the other way because she's afraid that I'm going to do something to her in the evening.
I'm shocked you're back in the bed.
Have you ever been a sleepwalker or ever
I've
had
I've never
these?
Been a sleepwalker.
No, have it you, just do goes you speak in
do you, do you speak in your sleep?
I do speak in my sleep.
Ooh, do you speak in tongues?
But this is the problem because when you look the like everything else, you look it up, somebody's texting and they're like, "Oh, that means you're going to suffer from dementia."
Oh.
Mm.
That means you have interrupted REM sleep. You're going to have Parkinson's.
I didn't want to tell you this, but Lynn's recorded some of you sleeping just to prove a point. She just sent us this.
Okay. Bruins Thursday here. So.
Wow.
I mean, what do you mean, wow?
No, I don't know how these people can make the connection between.
There's some kind of a connection that is made if you look it up on the WebMD or whatever, but. I mean, I have
dreams, but they're different than that.
Did you act them out? That's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, I move, and my dreams are generally, like, horrifying.
Yeah.
So I get up yelling and screaming in different voices, is what my wife says.
Okay.
I'm just living a dream.
So that's a very similar thing, yeah. I would assume.
Yeah, where, like, somebody could be holding me down, right, and I'm, like, fighting to get off.
Right.
Yeah, I have a lot.
That
not
is
a lot
scary for both of your significant others. Yeah,
terrifying.
Like, I speak in my sleep. But
Wiggy has a dream where a child is drowning and he does nothing to help save the child. He just watches it.
He fixes a drink.
He sleeps very peacefully.
If
a thing
goes from my baby!
Has this ever happened before, Greg, where you have been physical from a dream?
No. No.
Honestly, I am shocked you're back in bed. That would be terrifying.
Wow, I'm reading what you're saying now, though. Like,
oh,
even
okay, stop reading it. Get it off the Twitch. Like, get rid of that, Mitch. Get rid of that.
REM sleep.
Yeah, see? Yeah, yeah. I mean,
But they're saying even if you speak in your sleep, underlying medical conditions, in some cases, sleep talking may be a symptom of a more serious condition like Parkinson's or dementia.
Right. Huh? Oh, okay. But again, people, how many people sleep in, like, millions of people talk in their sleep.
Right, I do.
Yeah.
You do, right?
Yeah, usually I'm not making much sense, but then there's some times where I'll be in a nightmare and I'll say, like, there's blood on the on the headboard.
Okay,
so I'm just like, what
terrifying.
Is going on?
But though, I mean, I feel like don't a lot of people
I don't
have a lot of dreams, but I feel like when I do have the dreams, they're either football dreams or some demon is chasing me.
But I mean, I feel like it would be a natural reaction. If you're walking by a river, you see an Asian child drowning.
Oh, wow.
Who wouldn't jump in there and try to save, and then your body is going to react to that?
Right.
Like, it's a lucid dream.
Like, Greg,
the hero in the dream, too.
Yes.
I love you. But if this were reversed and Lindsay started yanking on the follicles you have left on the top of your head in the middle of the night, you would not say it's totally normal.
I don't
it's
know.
Okay.
She was very, very upset about it.
Boomer!
Very, very angry and very. Now she's terrified and I have to have a pillow in between us.
She shouldn't be angry though, because even with my dreams, I tell my wife,
what do you mean you can't help?
Yeah, you can't help it.
That's
if the same thing happened to me, I'd be like, oh, you had a nightmare. Like,
yeah, that's my point. It's like I can't help the fact that I'm acting out in the dreams where you, it's almost like you're in that scenario.
I can't help that I'm a hero.
Great.
There's some treatment options I'm seeing online.
What?
Removing sharp objects in the bedroom to create a safer sleep environment and using padding.
Padding?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not 100.
Well,
I'm not going to
be fair, him. Lindsay's lucky you didn't try to bite her. Like,
oh, maybe we get you to sleep in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
He's dragging her out the bed. He's saving the kid to
right.
water. Like,
well, that's next.
I mean, he's a hero in his dream.
Do you take anything to sleep?
Are we safe?
Huh?
Do you take anything to sleep?
I do not. I fall fast asleep. Like as soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm asleep.
Oh, you're one of those? Yeah. See, I'm not. I'm always staring at the ceiling,
you
looking
are?
Out the window, whatever
yeah,
it is.
I feel bad for people who can't. I can fall asleep during a conversation.
Wow.
I don't want to pry, but how many times a night is Lindsay contractually obligated to see if your vitals are still there?
I thought that was just part of people's sleep patterns, you know?
So did I.
Are you a big dreamer?
I'm a huge dreamer. And I remember my dreams quite vividly.
I thought when you
really?
First...
Yeah.
quite vividly.
Yeah, I do.
Courtney's like, I'm a great dreamer.
I have the same dream every couple of months that I forgot that I was supposed to take a certain class in high school and I don't show up for it or college. And then it's the end of the year and I'm trying to scramble to figure out how I can pass. That one comes up a lot. But any dream I have, I remember when I wake up.
Yeah, are you going to die?
You strike me, Courtney, as someone that gets mad at Santo based on something that was just in a dream.
Yes. If I have one of those dreams, like he leaves me, then right. I'll wake him up and say, like, I just want to let you know.
You wake him up?
Well, I need to be snuggled at that point.
A lot of people have the cheating dream, and then they get angry at the person who was cheating in the dream,
yeah.
Which is a weird thing.
Well,
hey, Greg, how's it going?
What's up?
Nothing much. I guess real quick, longtime listener, love the show. But so I don't think you should be concerned that much. I just turned 30. I've had sleeping problems very similar since I was, I want to say, 17 years old. I actually suffer from sleep paralysis a lot, which is basically when you feel like someone's like sitting on your chest.
Oh, I've had that before.
You have?
Yes. Yeah, I've had that before.
That happens to Greg when the bill comes.
So the you're still kind of conscious of it, which is weird, but you can't move your body, and it's very scary. And with my ex, what I used to actually do, when I would try to get out of it, I would smack her in the face because I knew if I hit her in the face while I was asleep, she would smack me back and it would wake me up. Mm-hmm. So you don't have it that bad. Great to see you guys. Thank you so much.
God.
I get the...
I mean, I understand the hair pulling thing was very alarming.
Yeah.
Like if you're... But that was me trying to...
To save the
to
kid.
To grab the kid because the kid's like little leg was caught...
Trying to do the right thing, I get
under
it.
Under a rock or something. Yeah. Like, what else would anybody do?
That's what you would
do. It was
do.
So terrifying.
Yes, but it must have been terrifying for her because she is not in the dream with you.
Correct.
So Lindsay is not understanding what's going on.
Right. Yeah, but Greg's more...
She was dreaming of another trip to Nantucket.
Right.
Greg's the one who's really dealing with the actual terror, because if he doesn't save the kid dies. She just wakes up startled.
Right.
There's a difference.
It would have been far more believable if instead of pulling on Lindsay's hair, he called Johnny Egan to get him.
All right. Well, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you're not. There are a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I suffer from the paralysis, too, but then I can't scream.
Yeah.
Like, my voice is gone.
Now there's a pillow between us, as they say, for the church, for the Pope, which is great. All right, we'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.